Always good to catch up with friends. ESPN NFL analyst, Hall of Famer Chris Carter.
Don't ask me no duck.
How does it make you feel, really, when you say Hall of Fame and Chris Carter?
It's amazing, bro. And you know me. We've been knowing each other since high school. And we just loved the game and wanted to play. And we're very fortunate to play at a high level. Like, even the great dreams we had of our lives never included being in the Hall. Being a visitor to the Hall as a young kid and having friends, Danny Boy, Marino being in the Hall when he was inducted, never did I ever think, man, I'd ever be, you know, in that class. But to be one of 280 people out of the 25,000 that played the National Football League over 100 years, to be in that, it's just, it's amazing. It blows my mind. It really does. But I'm excited. I'm excited with the team I'm on now. You know, because I've always been, you know, in team sports. So now the team I'm on, like, we're not going to lose again. You know, we got great coaches. We got all great players. And I'm really looking forward to it. I'm taking it moment by moment. I'm not trying to get ahead of it. And, I'm enjoying it. And all the people who had something to do with my success, I'm making sure they enjoy it too.
I know you're not trying to jump ahead, but when you're on that stage and you look around and you see those coats behind you, and around you, teammates, guys you've played with, what's that emotion going to be like for you?
I don't know what it's going to be like. I've tried to rehearse it, and every time I rehearse it, I end up crying. So I just, man, when you know my story, man, like, I'm just appreciative, you know, of all them days, bro. You know, and I'm appreciative in the people who believed in me. You know, the people, man, in my corner. No matter what I went through, they were people that telling me, you know, that it was going to be okay. And I was going to work it out, and I could be a great ball player. So, you know, it's really a story of second chances. And regardless of when you hit that low point in your life, like, it don't have to be your last chapter. You know, that you can survive and the book can end on a good note. And that's what I'm really very, very, very proud of.
The Miami Dolphins are trying to open up a new book. They're trying to get better. And they're trying to close that 5-game window against the New England Patriots, who – right now are the king in the AFC East. Today, what did you see out of a guy like Ryan Tannehill when that ball explodes off of his hand? What did you see in athleticism that has improved over from the offseason to right now?
Well, you know something, and I saw this last year in the video. He really throws the ball well, stationary, but, man, he throws the ball on the run as good as anyone that's playing in the league. So that right there, it allows the offensive coordinator to be able to move the pocket, so it lets him know that he's just not going to be a pocket passer. We know from him playing wide receiver in his first couple years of college, he's a phenomenal athlete, but his understanding of football and understanding what they're trying to do, his decisions are so much quicker. And he is a special thrower of the football. Like, you're a quarterback, and you know quarterbacks aren't made, they're born. Like, this dude can throw the football. And so I'm excited because when you answer that question in the National Football League, you have solved a lot of the puzzle that is winning in the league.
Saw you spend some time with Mike Wallace. Not sure how well you know him. What was that conversation like, and what did you see out of him today?
Really,
or as an overall player over the league in the last couple of years?
Well, what I see is the Dolphins really trying to develop the route tree as far as being weapons, that every route in the route tree being a weapon for Mike Wallace compared to only being used in certain situations in Pittsburgh. So I believe the offensive coordinator has done a great job. Coach Sherman, the receiver coach, is doing a great job in developing Mike and his overall mentality to how you go from being a number two to being a number one. And this is one thing I know about Mike Wallace. He's not satisfied with that big contract. Like, he wants to be a great player, and he does not think he's great now. You know, so that type of attitude is what you want to see with a guy who has been through 4 years development, had some type of success. He's still very, very hungry.
I mentioned the New England Patriots. Can the Miami Dolphins legitimately challenge? Can they move up the ladder in a division where you may have rookie quarterbacks in Buffalo and in New York, but you still have Tom Brady with the New England Patriots? Can they make a move this year?
They can, and everything is really based on New England. I believe New England has come back. New England's been an elite team for, you know, over 10 years. And with their losses and what they're going through, they're not as talented as they were in January. And the Dolphins and the players they've added are a lot more talented than they were in January. So does that close that 5-game gap? Well, I just believe it that Tom Brady's going to have something to say about that. And what I saw out here from Tannehill and that defense, I believe the Dolphins' defense will be the best defense in the division. So if they can get to Brady and get Brady on the ground, then that five-game gap, they can suck up that five-game gap pretty quick. We've seen that in the NFL a lot.
Well, from all of us at this organization, we just can't thank you enough for being the pro that you were and the professional that you are on TV. And congratulations on the Hall of Fame. I know it's going to be an emotional day. We'll be crying here for you. We won't be there, but we'll be with you.
Well, thank you, bro. I greatly appreciate it. Thanks for having me.